This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. It's a Friday.
You know what this is? Song Your Dong's entrance music.
Song Your Dong just stepped to the scale. He made weight.
Yep.
He is good to go. 136 pounds on weight for tomorrow's UFC main event. Oh, I love a fight Saturday. Oh, yes.
And they fight early.
Did they fight early? No, they got a regular. No, the boxing is early tomorrow. Boxing's early tomorrow, and then got UFC action. So should be a good one. And then Heat Bucks is on Sunday. Hopefully, everybody's bubble guts is cleared by then. Do you know what was weird the other day? I saw yesterday that was floating around the internet. Chris Middleton in a Wizards jersey. I was like, whoa.
He's not in no jersey now.
What's that?
No, it's not Chris Middleton. I got him. It's who got suspended?
Bobby Portis. I can understand why you would make that mistake, though. I shouldn't even brought up Chris Middleton because knowing you, you're going to be distracted the rest of the time based on the comments.
No, I'm
but
not.
Okay. But Chris Middleton in a Wizards jersey, weird.
Yeah,
weird. That was a weird. It was a weird look. I was like, man, I only associate him with the Bucks. That was a strange one. This Giannis, though, I mean, he's he's chirping. I see that he's out there and he goes, what was this quote that he had the other day to Greek media? He was like, I don't think I could ever ask for a trade. They'd have to kick me out.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, that's what they say.
Yeah, but you think now my question to you is, do you think that applies? He being from another country, he could say something like that.
What does being with another country have to do with it, though? I don't really understand.
Because you get into the NBA and you get with a certain team and you build your brand with that team. Is it a big deal for a foreigner to play or from an international player to play in New York or L.A.?
I think that in a lot of ways.
Mostly, besides Gogi. Is the last player I can think of. And Gogi, it was because of his playing situation.
He was very pissed that they had so many point guards.
Right. But I can't think of another international player that said, I need to be out of here.
Does Steve Nash count?
Yes. And yeah, I guess that would. But that was before Gogi.
Yes. A couple years after Gogi.
So that's think of how deep you got to think about it. So you think, so if I'm coming from Greece and I end up in Milwaukee, is it as big of a deal as somebody from LA ending up in Milwaukee that wants to, you know, be in the the limelight or wants to be in New York or wants to be, you see what I'm saying? Because think about, say, LeBron.
I think from my standpoint, I get what you're saying. I think like somebody like Joker, I don't think I'd worry about because he just seems like he rolls with the punches he wants to go.
Yeah, but there's a lot of international European players that
No. But I think, but Giannis always has weird things to say. You know, he's always like, you know, he's always teasing it like, you know, like
he's test the market. I'm not going to sign an extension. I want to see what.
Yeah. Right. And also it's Milwaukee.
I understand.
It's Milwaukee, dude.
I understand like, that. But
who are you hanging? What is he? You think he's called up Yelich every weekend?
Denver isn't considered the epicenter of.
It's not. But you want to know what Denver has?
What?
Horses.
Milwaukee doesn't have horses.
What does Milwaukee have? I don't even know. Like, what are the top five things to do there? Go to the Happy Days Hall of Fame?
It's got to be like a brewery, right? They have to have
breweries. Yeah. They got to have a bunch of breweries.
I mean, didn't he, like, he famously celebrated his championship going to a Chick-fil-A.
Right. Well, Hakeem also wanted to be traded from Houston, but he went to college here, right?
No, I think there's something to what you're saying. Like, I think Luka seemed like he was going to stick in Dallas. And he was blindsided by it. But Giannis is the one who always kind of like, it always seems like he's flirting with the idea, but he's like, nah.
But then he'll say something where it'll never happen.
Right. I don't know.
Right.
But I was like, that's kind of
a, ooh, Kuzma in a butt uniform was weird.
It was weird. That's a trade that happened.
Milwaukee has a beach.
It does?
That's not a beach, dude.
I mean, it's not like a South Beach.
That's dirt on some water.
Yeah, strange.
Believe me, I've been around the Great Lakes. That's not the beach. You don't say you're going to the beach.
Oh. Right. I mean, the water looks gray. It's really gross.
Yeah, what do you expect from dirt? They don't have sand. They have dirt.
Well, horrible place to be anyway. Harley Davidson Museum looks fun, though.
The Harley Davidson Museum, eh?
Yeah, that's what they got for you.
If he got a Harley Davidson, his knees would be on the ground.
Really? It's slow. It's low to the ground like that.
Yeah.
Oh, like they don't get him a custom bike.
Yeah. Then he get blown all around, blown all over.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Miami Heat had practice yesterday. Here's Eric Spoelstra, who talked about his experience watching Tyler Hero in the three-point contest. Here's what Spo had to say about that.
Nerve-wracking, and I was able to watch it with a couple cold beverages. I guess that's why, you know, to watch that weekend and that event. I was just excited for him to be, on that stage, a lot of eyeballs watching him. You know, that typically is when he's at his best.
You think Spo was throwing back a couple brewskis, and he goes, "What is this? What is this McClung fella doing?"
He's a jumper. That's it. Not a hooper. A jumper.
Here was Eric Spoelstra on the new guys joining the squad, and says they're hopefully ready to help them make a little push.
Very well. It's not easy. You know, I've said that before. That if you change teams, systems, you know, mid-season, you know, that's the thing that nobody else really thinks about on the outside. But they've assimilated very well. They're all pros. You know, they've been in different systems before, so they've been able to fast track. And I think everybody's just excited about the sprint. You know, this final stretch, this is the time of year that everybody loves. The competitors really love it. Everything feels so much more intense. It's a great time of the season.
All right. Hopefully they can get it going. Andrew Wiggins, of course, proud Canadian, tweeted last night after Canada beat the U.S., "Congratulations," with a Canadian flag.
He's out of here next year, dude.
What do you mean, dude? He can't be proud of his country?
No.
Why not?
I'm still in pain.
Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada.
Oh.
He says, "You can't take our country and you can't take our game."
Look at that. Look at them.
I mean, he needed the Four Nations to say that because they ain't won a Stanley Cup in forever.
Well, that's true. I mean, you know, he's probably tired of us going out. I mean, they really would have been down bad if we took this too.
Right.
I would like one of the Kachucks to respond. We can't take your game, but we got your nose. Pretty good.
I tell you, we got to figure out a way to get this Brady Kachuk on our team too.
Yo, we need
him.
I want all Kachucks. Need him.
How is Bill Zito gonna bend the rules? Let's figure this puppy out, huh? I'm
trying to think of a successful brother duo in the professional, like major, the four major sports.
And it always feels like there's the Sharps, the Mannings,
the Mannings. Father, son, and son.
Yeah, I mean Griffey's is the first one that I think of, but like have brothers ever worked together? Like the Lopez brothers, I think potentially were on the same team for quite.
The way it usually works in basketball is there's a talented brother and there's a brother who brings the intangibles.
Caleb has had more success than his brother, and his brother was highly regarded coming out.
Very true.
And they were both horny, right?
They were both horny.
Okay.
Hornets.
They were both Hornets at a certain.
The Holidays.
Oh, the Holidays. Yeah.
The Holidays. There's three Holiday brothers, but we know who the best one is. There's one who's head and shoulders above.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like really successful and together. Together is a big part because the Mannings were
probably
both
the Watts.
Successful.
I would say the Watts are probably the best.
They didn't play together though.
Yeah,
they didn't play together, but the Watts are probably the best.
Yeah.
Yep. Both two of them won Defensive Player of the Year.
Oh, yeah. I'm not talking about that fullback Watt.
The Wisconsin.
I'm not talking about TJ.
Oh, you counting the balls?
You mean fullback Cooper Manning?
Yeah, balls are pretty good.
The Ball brothers count, but I would say
LeVar Ball had to get a foot amputation.
I saw that. That sucks.
Does suck.
That's the same thing. By the way, that was the same stuff they were talking about with Deion.
Jeez.
That's
something tells me that you don't want the, you know, like something tells
Morris
me.
Morris twins.
Something tells me with LeVar Ball, amputated foot's not going to shut him up.
No way.
They didn't amputate his vocal cords.
I mean, and now Jello has a number one song.
Oh, Vince Carter and T-Mac are cousins.
How do you feel? Can I ask a question, though, Leroy? How does Super Drake fan feel? So we're taking on the Raptors tonight. How does Super Drake fan feel that LiAngelo Ball has a bigger song than Drake does this entire calendar year?
Okay, hold on. Let's not get crazy now.
Hold up. Go ahead.
All right. It's a joke. It's a ha ha ha. Look how bad this guy is. It's ironically good. It's she bang.
I don't think that's how it's working.
Oh, baby, cause she moved. Remember William Hung? Remember that guy? It's the same thing, dude. It is. They're like, listen to how bad this is. And everyone's like, well, I'm kind of brainwashed now. It happens.
Pouncey Twins.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
That is Jerry, good one. Jerry put that out there.
That's a good one. Yeah. Pouncey Twins are good.
It's probably
they're
best.
Good.
Probably the best one. I mean,
all right. So the Pouncies.
Oh, what about the DBs?
McCourty.
McCourty's. But one McCourty is a lot better, right? Isn't he thought of as
what about the who just went into the Hall of Fame?
Barber.
Yeah.
Ooh, the Barbers are good. The Barbers are good.
Tiki and his brother.
Okay, so who's top? Okay, so top. We're going twins. Or brothers.
Brothers. Either. Brothers. They're still twins or brothers.
No, but there's a difference. Like I feel like twins, number one
the twins. They got the same genes in them, right?
Marcus, I always thought, was better than Markeith. Hmm. And Lopez, Brooke, was always more skilled than Robin, who was a bit of a carnival barker.
Right.
True.
But Rhonda and Tiki... And the Pouncies, those are good twins.
Pretty good.
Right. We got...
Ooh, what about the Diggses?
Oh, the Diggses. That's good.
Because you both have been the best at your position.
Yeah.
The Charlo twins had a moment in boxing, but then they both kind of, you know.
I don't know. going far. I mean, not too far back.
Oh, the Klitschko brothers.
Klitschko's good. Champ. Williams sisters. I know they're not twins, but.
Williams sisters. They now, of all of the.
Those are the
they
most
gotta
successful.
Be the most, they got to be the most successful. They got
to be the best. Easy peasy.
Ooh, the Kelseys.
Ooh.
I'm sick of them, dude.
Wait, here. Both Kelseys would be Hall of Famers. How about the Gasols? But one was good and one wasn't.
No, both Gasols were good. But one, I don't think Mark's a Hall of Famer, but they were both good.
Oh, get out of here.
He did get David Fizdale fired, though.
DeMar DeRozan is a Hall of Famer, but not Mark Gasol.
Weren't they traded for each other?
Were they?
I think they were. Wasn't Powell traded for Mark?
Oh, okay, that's what you mean. Yes. Yes, they were. I do remember that at some point.
Let's see who Game Boy said Marcos and Kermit the Frog.
Okay, what are we doing here?
Base says, what about the Dragic brothers? Goran and Zoran.
Wow.
What do you mean no?
Well, yeah.
Zoran had a 30-point game with the Heat.
Did he?
Zoran?
Yeah, dude. Like no he played on one of those games where nobody played in the last game of the season, and he cooked.
Bosa's? Okay. The Bosa family is up there with the are they up there with the Mannings as far as father?
Ooh.
Sons?
Yeah, I'd say so. Probably. I saw that there were some rumors around Joey Bosa getting cut.
Another royal family. What? Matthews.
We
got Clay Sr. His brother was a guard for many years.
30 points.
And then you got Clay Jr.
Clay
and I think
Jr.
there's another one.
What a fall off that was, right? Clay Jr.
I will say there's more families of hockey, right? Than there are.
I think so.
Yeah.
They have the Hughes brothers too.
Yep.
22 points. Pretty good, Zoran. I see you.
Oh, you want to go into a different Denzel and his son, both actors.
That's true. That's true. What is his son's name? His son was in Ballers.
Yeah.
I believe he was Romberg's training camp roommate.
How about the Griffies?
John David
mentioned that. Now we're on. Now we're on.
The Bonds.
You know, I know J-Fig's not listening because she just hit the Kelsey brothers, and we said that 10 minutes ago.
The Guerreros.
Oh.
As a family.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Ooh, the Currys, dad and both brothers.
Seth and Steph.
Yeah.
But we got to pick King. So we're going to go, we'll do a Hockman style, Mount Rushmore. Mount Rushmore of siblings.
Yeah.
We're going to go.
Mannings.
Ooh.
Sharps.
Sharps.
I don't know
they're
Williams.
Both, they're both in the Hall of Fame. Williams.
Oh, they are.
The
Williams sisters.
Yeah.
Sharps,
both in the Hall of Fame. That's cool.
And the Kachucks.
Yeah! I like that. That's cool.
Take a break. 15 minutes of heat is next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
15 minutes.
Ba-la-la, ba-la-la. 15 minutes of heat here brought to you by Hollywood Kia at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com. Heat back on the hardwood tonight against the Toronto Raptors. I'm just ready to watch Kalel Ware dunk again, dude. I'm just ready to watch tall time. Just please, please, guys. If you're going to lose, just let me down early, okay? Just let me down early, baby. I'm tired of getting strung along.
They are famous for having some of the best starts you have ever seen in basketball.
I may stop by the liquor store today and just get something that really burns, you know?
Save it for halftime or the third quarter.
I won't pull a Bob Uecker, you know, or Harry Doyle, excuse me, to the late great Bob Uecker. I won't pull a Harry Doyle and drink while I'm doing the Heat broadcast night. But afterwards, if they collapse,
yeah, I think this is it for me. Like, if we get one of those nasty collapses again, I'm officially deeming this a 500 team, and I will no longer, not even time will get me happy.
Hey, they got work to do to be a 500 team right now, Jack. They got some work to do to be a 500 team right now. They got to climb themselves out of the hole.
How about this?
That hurts.
The Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yep.
Have as many wins as the Heat hope to get to.
Yep.
Right now.
This is interesting. So I'm reading an Ira Winderman's column from this morning on Kalel Ware. He says, quote, "I'm not one for accolades. I'm just happy to be out here. I just want to hoop. Whatever somebody gets, they get. I don't even care." He says, but this was not merely something the 20-year-old was saying when prodded by the media. Moments later, as he walked away in the cold February air, he turned to a Heat staffer and said, quote, "I don't understand why everyone thinks these accolades and rewards are so important." Now, here's the thing, though, Warehouse, okay?
Hey, don't play. Don't play, young fella.
But here's the thing, though, dude. Okay. I'm going to need you to up the ante here, okay, a little bit, because, and not because I have a bat, but I'm just saying, a lot of buzz on Castle lately, you know, and I'm a little tired of you getting snubbed. So I'm just saying, go out there and you go blocky, blocky, dunky, dunky, nonstop, all right, like a true Kryptonian would. That's what I want to see. I don't know what everybody cares about these accolades. Gambling, dude, what do you mean you don't understand why?
Should have cashed out.
I'm going to tell you, Jennifer, out. I don't think I've ever seen you in the color blue.
I've been in the color blue.
Not your go-to color.
Wow.
Are you saying this looks terrible on me right
no,
now?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all.
I think that's what he was intending.
I know what you said.
You got the vice shirt?
Mm.
I'm like, yeah. So now it's three of us.
Oh, yeah. Three of us at home, let's not forget.
Is that you wearing sunglasses on the shirt?
No. Oh, no. So I got this at the boat show this past weekend, and this is the progressive lady.
Oh, that's Flo?
That's Flo.
Wow.
I thought it'd be funny for the show.
Progressive has merch. That's interesting.
She does.
Okay, Flo.
Here was Eric Spoelstra on what he thinks of Kalel's development so far on defense this season.
It's you know, another part of his development. That's probably this next stage. You know, initially, we talked about it 3 months ago, was trying to get him to rotate and go for blocks. Now, and that's the harder thing to do. Now there's decision-making with it and context of game and situation. If you overextend, you know, too much, especially when it's not realistic, and you don't want to discourage it or not say that a guy can't get to it, but those can be deflating plays. And he's starting to calibrate that. You know, those are decision making positions. But his rebounding, you know, is a factor. His size is a factor. At least people know who he is now. They know that he's down there, and we can correct it.
He's a giant. There's some more from Ira's column on Kalel. His quote says, "Going into the season, I didn't really have any expectations." He said this at shoot around today. "I want to go and see how far we can go. It's still a long season to go. I'm definitely still in the learning stage. I don't feel like I've reached anything just yet, so I'm just going to continue to get better." Yeah, but I mean, let's keep it going, though, baby. You know, like
he's like, yeah, I hear you, but let's expedite this. I just think you can tell sometimes he gets confused. He doesn't know whether to go for the ball or the alley-oop, and it's not his fault that he gets caught in that situation. Because somebody should get stopped before that. So what happens is somebody gets taken off the dribble, and now Kalel has to make a decision, leave my guy and give up an alley-oop, or let the guy come in and make a layup. And when you talk about rotations or what have you, that just seems like a bad spot for a big to be in general, not just him because he's young. Yep, I would say that if he would have got more reps in the beginning of the season, we'd be farther along today.
Agreed.
Just saying.
Agreed. Agree with that, but the damage is done there. I mean, maybe there was like a level of like Spo really wanted to make sure the wheels were off on Kevin Love. I don't know.
Oh, no. You could.
Kevin Love found his passion for the season. It's tweeting or posting on Instagram.
Man,
he came here to. He came here to run roughshod on social media.
Jeez, dude. I see him all the time for what he's writing on social media. I'm like, all right, Kevin Love.
You're getting annoyed with it?
I had enough, dude. Like, all right.
Really?
We get it. Like, now he's like, I saw him commenting on Angel Reese. Like, Angel Reese was like, I'm going to be a model, a champion, you know, a fashion influencer, a trendsetter. I'm going to provide for my family, my friends. I'm going to win at everything. And Kevin Love commented, was like, I'll take the under on that. And I'm like,
I don't think you should be commenting on over-unders right now.
We have company.
It's funny.
Dre?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. from Ira's column that says, in the game prior to the break, the Heat wound up being matched in paints in the paint points, which is a slim 2-rebound performance in a loss to the injury-decimated Mavericks. The roster was lacking a rotation player taller than 6'7". He says, that is my fault, too. Some of the boards I could have still went to go get, and that's something that I'm working on, going after extra boards no matter how I'm feeling out there on the court. That's what the warehouse has to do, dude. A rebound every 3 minutes, like UD said. Let's go, dude. Dre, what are you doing, dude?
I don't know.
Heat back in action tonight. 6:15 pre-heat. I got your coverage there for you. 7:30 is your tip-off, filling in for Solana tonight. All right, we'll take a break here on the show. We got Mackie Samuskevich joining the program coming up around 1:15 today, fresh off of Panthers practice. But we got to mix things up coming up next. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, Leroy, can we get a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954. More.
A little cooler this morning.
Yeah, dude.
And it is quite breezy.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like it's coming out of the east. I want to say northeasterly wind. Although the damn clouds are moving, but the winds are 15 to 20 miles an hour, and it's probably between 75 and 80 degrees.
How did he do, Frog Boy?
He did excellent. It is currently 74 degrees, mainly cloudy. A few peaks of sunshine possible, but winds right now are coming out of the northeast at 16 miles per hour. You can expect more cold over the next couple days with a low of 61 degrees.
All right, enough out of you. Give us the mix bag.
All right, enough out of me, indeed.
The mix bag is brought to us by... I don't know. What dead people's shoes are you wearing today, Frog Boy?
Let's see. Got the dead man Huaraches on. You know what I was thinking with that picture of Davion Mitchell with two different shoes? The first thing that came to my head was like, got that from two different bodies, huh? Pretty good. Pretty impressive.
They get new shoes.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
Nah.
I told my brother that I was at Leroy's house for the Super Bowl. He's like, you see my shoes anywhere? Get over it, dude.
Hasn't it been like 2 years?
My child is two, and you're still like, come on. It's rough. But anyway,
what do you got in the mix bag today, Marcos?
Speaking of these Miami Heat, got a little bit of Bam Adebayo. Our boy Bam, who just got done with this all-star rest and has an opportunity now to mesh with his new teammates, says that Wiggins, Mitchell, and Slow-Mo are embracing Heat culture.
They're embracing the culture. They're embracing the standard. They understand, you know, the majority of what we like to do and how we like to compete. And, you know, I feel like I said, they've embraced it. I feel like they're up for the challenge, so you know that's good to have three guys walking in trying to embrace the culture.
All right, well, let's get it going tonight, everybody. You got Andrew Wiggins walking into his homeland, and you have Davion Mitchell revenge game. Let's get it going, boys.
Pretty good, pretty good.
What else you got in the mix bag, Marcos?
We talked earlier about the return of Jimmy Butler and how the crowd could potentially react to that. We also compared it to LeBron's departure. But I would say both LeBron and Jimmy didn't necessarily go to a rival. Unlike the next person who we are going to be discussing, and that is none other than the newest, richest Met, Juan Soto. He made the surprising decision to pick the Mets over the Yankees and the judge over in New York had a few words about Mr. Soto's departure.
You know, that's his opinion. He can say what he wants. I definitely disagree with him, but I wasn't too surprised by it. You know, he got a good deal. He's going to be in a great spot. It's going to be great having him in town. We're going to be battling back and forth for quite a few years.
And those comments.
What comments did he say?
He says that I think we have the best chance to win here, on why he chose the Mets. And Judge just responded with, well, that's his opinion.
Well, tell him don't bat 200 in the postseason, okay, and we'll talk.
Okay, hold on. I mean, let's not get angry at the man. He was doing his best.
I'm just saying.
Swing and a miss sometimes. What is the most heartbreaking? Because I know, like I said, those other two didn't go to, like, you know.
I tell you, people down here, for different reasons, though, mm-hmm, okay, were pissed off when Jason Taylor went to the Jets.
You know, I was thinking I was thinking about that one, but he was, like, already kind of.
But it was because they wouldn't re-sign him.
Yeah.
So different situations.
Him and Bill Parcells did not like each other. They were not. He was not a fan of Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, at that point, though, Jason Taylor was like,
I believe at one point, Bill Parcells called him Twinkle Toes.
Okay. You know, Bill, you didn't do anything for the Dolphins anyway. At that point,
he definitely did not.
It's like, you know, you stole a check. You stole money. You gave us Tony Sperano. Rest in peace.
We had a lot of thieves around here.
Yeah, I mean,
Nick Saban came in and got his bank account right.
Stephen Ross will spend that money for sure, but I don't. Even then,
it's the thing that you appreciate, but also sometimes I think if you didn't have the money to spend, you wouldn't be as reckless, right?
Yeah, aka the Marlins. I'm not necessarily mad at him for spending, but there were times where, you know, you get got. You win some, you lose some.
Give us one more there, Froggy.
One thing I'll say is he keeps swinging.
Yes, he does. Last one in the mixed bag. Dedicated to Shedeur Sanders. As we all know, the NFL draft is upon us. And when he's not somewhere trash talking with Cam Ward, Shedeur revealed what he wants to do during draft day.
Nah, we most likely do Colorado or Dallas. We ain't really decide like fully yet. But yeah, we plan on doing it, you know, like an event thing. And where it'll be fun, it'll be more family, friends be able to come. Because the only thing with going to the draft is just like, you know, I want to spend those moments with my people. And you got to think, having everybody come out there, bro, it's going to be so expensive. Cost-wise, you saving a lot of money. You get to be around your people and all that. Like, it's not just me, you know, that was able to get to this point. It's like a team. It was a team thing. It was a team of people that was helped me allow to get to where I am now. So I want to be able to make sure I am able to enjoy that with everybody and nobody be in uncomfortable situations just for traveling and just to show support.
What do you mean, dude? What? Oh, man.
Let me tell you something.
Come on.
Let me tell you something.
Come on.
If he went to the draft with Deion, with Coach Prime, who going to get more attention?
I think like an equal amount.
No.
Oh, dude. Oh, come on.
You're not familiar with the work of
I think, honestly, Deion Sanders. What I would like for the first time, I think, in draft history is I want him and Cam Ward to have their own separate draft room together so they could just talk bleep to each other the entire time.
Yeah,
that's what I want.
Mic them
up.
You
know what I think? I think a lot of times people misunderstand that trash talk and they take it for meaning dislike or hate, right? Whereas athletes do it like breakfast. You know, it's like a snack. Hey, you know what? Let's talk trash about him.
Especially if you have a really good good rapport of trash talk.
Yeah, if you can go back and forth, and there's never any anger in it. There's never any malice in it. It's just all in fun. But sometimes outside of that circle, right? Sometimes outside of that circle, people don't understand that. Like, I mean, keep in mind, it's also, you go on a football field and you have fights during practice and then go eat afterwards.
Well, speaking of fights, we got a Florida Panther joining us coming up next. Mackie Samuskevich is going to join us. He's just off the practice ice as the Cats are getting ready for the Kraken tomorrow. So we'll talk a little Cats with the rookie sensation. Going to be on the second line tomorrow with some shifting around. And so we will talk a little bit with Mackie Samuskevich coming up next.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.